Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, everyone, and welcome to the Temple of Healing Waters Morning Dew Prayer Line. We thank you for joining us on this cold Saturday morning, but we thank God for the rising of it. The scripture will be coming from St. John, St. John 15, starting with the fifth verse, and then I will be skipping down to the seventh and eighth, and it reads, "I am the vine, and you are the branches. He who abides in me, and I in him, bears much fruit. For without me, you can do nothing." And the seventh and eighth verse reads, "If you abide in me, and my words abide in you, you will ask what you desire, and it shall be done for you. By this my Father is glorified, that you bear much fruit, so you will be my disciples." Let us pray. Father God, we thank you for your word this morning. We thank you for the opportunity to come before you on this day, O God, the first Saturday of the brand new year that you've allowed us to see thus far. We thank you, Lord. We ask, O God, that you forgive us right now, O God, in the name of Jesus. We thank you for your forgiveness. We thank you, O God, that you cast all of our sins into the sea, O God, of forgetfulness, O God. We thank you, Lord. You forgive us, O God, and we thank you that you remember our sins no more. And Father God, we just come before you, Lord. O Father, all those who are on the line, O God, we thank you for the word, for the meditation of the word, O God. For if we abide in you, we know, O God, that we are kept, we are safe, Lord. And we thank you, Lord. Father God, we have, God, we have our part to do in this, O God, that you are, O God, the vine, O God. But we must abide, we must remain in you, O God. We must continue in our places, O God, in the name of Jesus. O God, and that we must honor you, O Lord, as we bear fruit, Lord. We ask that you help us, O God, as we're ministering to you, first of all, Lord, that you would show us and teach us and give us the words to say, even to our family, Lord, our friends, O God, our co-workers, O Lord. There's a hurting world out there, O God, and we do need to abide in you, O God, so that you can give us, O God, the words of life, O God. O Father, for people who don't know you, O God, who've never heard about you or your word, O God, the experiences, O God, that you've brought us through, O Father, we thank you, Lord, for the experiences, the trials, O God, that we're able to even help someone else who's going through the same thing, O God, in their lives, O Lord, that our testimony, O God, will be sure, O God, that it will be penetrating, O God, even to those who are hearing it, O God, in the name of Jesus. We thank you, Lord. We ask that you give us strength, O God, as we continue in you, as we remain in you, as we abide in you. We need you, O God, for your word clearly says today, as we read, Lord, that we can do nothing without you, nothing, O God. We can't say anything. We can't do, O God, our jobs, O God. We can't minister, Father. We can't love without you, O God. Thank you, Lord. We can't even speak to our neighbors, O God, without the love of God being, O God, in us, Lord. So we thank you, and we ask that you help us, O God, and give us the strength to remain in you, O Father, as we abide, Lord, as you strengthen us each and every day, Father. Help us just to take it one day at a time, not to worry about tomorrow, for you said tomorrow will take care of itself, Lord. So help us to focus on today for those who are on the line, what they may be facing today, O God, in the name of Jesus. We don't know, O God, but you know all about your sons and your daughters, Lord. I thank you for allowing them to join us this morning, Father. Help them to meditate on this word, O God. There's no other place we can go. You are our help. You are our shelter. You are our refuge, O God. in the time of trouble. You are our shepherd, O God. We thank you. You are our king this morning. We thank you. You are our friend. We thank you for the friendship that you've given us, O God, as we've walked with you, O God, and attempted, O God, to abide in you, O God, in the name of Jesus, that you would speak, O God, to our spirits, to the spirits of your people, O God. Holy Spirit, O God, you said that you would lead us and guide us into all truth, O God. And we're standing on your word. If we don't have anything else, O God, we're standing on your word because we know your word is true, O God, in the name of Jesus. Your word won't come back, return unto you void, O God. We thank you, Lord, that, O God, your promises, O God, are true. You're faithful to us, God. We thank you, Lord, for leading us up until this point, O God. We honor you, O God, even for this season, O God, of snowing, O God, and the cold, O God. For seasons do change, O God. They come and they go. So we thank you for this season. We thank you for blanketing the trees, O God, and covering, O God, the beauty of it, O God, and even nourishing the earth, O God. We thank you, Lord. We just pray that, O God, that your people remain safe, O God, in you if they have to go out, O God, in the name of Jesus, that you would surround them and cover them in your blood, that your angels, O God, will be on assignment, O God, to care for them, O God, in the name of Jesus. We thank you, Father God, for the season, O God, even that we're in our spiritual season of the family, O God. We thank you for Pastor Carlton for hearing your voice, O God, and speaking to us, Lord. We thank you, O Father. We thank you for our families this morning, every one of them, from our fathers to our mothers, O God, our siblings, O Lord, and extended family, our children, our grandchildren. We thank you, O God, for giving them to us, O God. Help us not to take them for granted, Lord, in the name of Jesus, that we would love, O God. You said that love will cover the multitude of the sin. So we thank you, Lord. Help us, O God, to love, O God, despite it all, Lord. In the name of Jesus, open our ears this season that we will hear what your spirit is saying through our pastors, O God, in the name of Jesus. We thank you, Lord. We're anticipating, we're expecting, O God, what you're going to say and minister to us, Lord. We thank you, O God, for the season, the spiritual season, O God, of family, Lord. Bless each, O God, each and every family, O God, extended family, O Lord. Oh, Father God, and with the temple of healing waters, oh, Father, from the top, oh, God, from the greatest to the least, oh, God, in the name of Jesus, we thank you for our leaders, Lord. Thank you for planting us where you have planted us, oh, God, in our jobs, oh, God, in our places of worship, Lord. We thank you, Lord. We thank you for our families. We thank you for keeping them, oh, Father. Oh, God, yes, you have. You've kept, oh, God, what we've committed unto you. We thank you, Lord. It may not be all that we would want it to be, oh, God, but you've got. And we thank you, Lord. We thank you for keeping us, oh, God. We thank you, oh, Father, that you didn't allow the enemy to devour us, oh, God. We thank you, Lord. Yes, Father God, you've kept what we've committed unto you, Lord. Yes, that we're in reasonable health, oh, God. Kept diseases, oh God, and accidents and death, oh God. We thank you, Lord. We bless you, oh God, that your will is being done. Let your will be done on earth as it is in heaven, Father. We thank you and we bless you, Father. Now, oh God, as we depart from this line, but never from your presence, because you do abide in us, oh God. You said you never leave us nor forsake us, Lord. We thank you for this time, and we honor you because you are our Father, which art in heaven. We thank you for the babies that have been born, oh God. We thank you for life that is now in the womb, oh God, that you would grow, oh God, him or her, oh God, to full, oh God, to the full, oh God, term, oh God, in the name of Jesus, that all would be well, Father, with mother and child, Lord. We thank you, Jesus. We thank you, Father, for your goodness, oh God, for your mercy towards us, oh God. Father, we thank you for your faithfulness, oh Father. We thank you for being with us on every turn, oh God. We thank you, Father. Help us to keep our spiritual eyes open, our ears attentive to you, that we may hear your still small voice speaking to us, Lord. Yes, God, we need you. We depend upon you, Father. We need to depend on you. We depend upon you, O God, as we abide in you, O Father. You are the Christ, Lord. You are the Messiah. We thank you and we honor you today. It's in Jesus' name that we pray. We thank God. Amen and amen. Thank you again for joining us during the prayer time. We appreciate you getting up this early in the morning. And on behalf of Pastor Carlton, First Lady, Mother Carlton, and the entire Intercessors ministry, we thank you for joining us. And we will be on the line once again at 6 a.m. tomorrow morning. And you may join us at 7:15 a.m. prayer at the church, which is located at 44900 Acacia Lane in Dulles, Virginia. We have an 8 o'clock and a 10 o'clock a.m. service. Come on out and join us as we are in the series of the family. If you're married, come. If you're anticipating getting married, come. If you're single, come. If you're a widow, come. Come and hear what thus saith the Lord. God bless you.